Hello and welcome to Managing MDS. I am Jorge Cortez. I am live at the 61st STASH conference in Orlando, Florida. And today I'll be reviewing the results of a presentation that we had reporting on the activity of venetoclax-based therapy in myelodysplastic syndrome. Importantly, BCL2 or B-cell leukemia lymphoma 2 is an anti-apoptotic protein that's overexpressed in hematologic malignancies and other cancers, and it's always been an important target for therapy. But recently, we have been able to incorporate a new drug, venetoclax, which is a very potent and active inhibitor of BCL2, into the treatment of various hematologic malignancies, initially lymphoid malignancies, and more recently in myeloid malignancies, mostly in acute myeloid leukemia. However, the efficacy of venetoclax-based therapy in MDS has not really been previously reported. So that was the genesis of the interest on this report. So for this analysis, we included, it's a retrospective look at all the patients that were treated with venetoclax-based therapy at MD Anderson between 2018 and 2019. And that included not only MDS, but also MDS-MPN and CMML. We did a mutation analysis using a whole exome next generation sequencing to look at the genetic characteristics of all these patients. And for the response criteria, we used the IWG as is standard for this kind of analysis in MDS. And then as we were analyzing the patients, we stratified them according to the revised International Prognostic Scoring System, or IPSSR. We looked at the overall survival and of course, at the response on these patients. So in total, we have 12 patients treated with venetoclax, 9 with MDS, 3 with MDS-MPN, specifically CMML. And the median follow-up is 12.8 months. So it's a small study, but I think it's very relevant because it's the initial look at the potential benefit of venetoclax in this patient population. It's a very characteristic population of patients with MDS. The median age was 68. The range goes all the way up to 78. There was two-thirds of the patients were female, and half of the patients, 6 patients, had prior therapy for MDS. All of these patients had a high-risk IPSSR score, and most of these patients, 75%, had a complex karyotype. So we're talking about a very high-risk population in different ways, and the most common abnormality, molecular abnormality, was actually P53, again, a very poor prognostic marker. The median number of prior therapies was 1, but there were patients who had received 3 prior therapies. 10 had refractory or relapse disease, and including patients who had hypomethylating agents, all of them had that. Some patients had received a prior stem cell transplant and then additional therapies before going to venetoclax. When the patients were treated with venetoclax, first we'll talk about the sequence of the therapy. There were delays frequently because of the slow white cell recovery, essentially in all patients treated in this analysis. 2 of the patients actually required a support with GCSF. And many patients, most of them, 11 of the 12, had infections. And 3 of the patients, unfortunately, died of septic shock while on treatment. Now, talking about the efficacy, the overall response rate was 55%, including 1 patient with a complete remission. 3 patients had a relapse after the therapy with a duration of remission for these 3 patients of 6, 8.8, and 15.6 months, respectively. And 6 of the patients transformed to acute myeloid leukemia while they were on venetoclax. Then there was 1 patient who underwent a stem cell transplant after venetoclax, having achieved a response. And then with a median follow-up of slightly over 1 year, the median overall survival was 8.6 months. So in conclusion, although this is a small study, it shows that venetoclax can have activity in patients with MDS. It is important, however, to recognize that it can be associated with significant and prolonged myelosuppression. So very careful follow-up of these patients, good support with transfusions, of course, with prophylactic antimicrobial agents, et cetera, is very important to minimize the risk of serious infections and early mortality because of infectious complications. We obviously need larger studies to better define what's the population that's most likely to benefit from the intervention with venetoclax. We do think that venetoclax could be of value on this patient population. We acknowledge that these patients that were treated in this analysis are very high-risk patients, very heavily pretreated. But with additional studies, I think that venetoclax could potentially become a valuable treatment option for some patients with myelodysplastic syndrome. This has to be better defined before we start using these as a standard of care in the practice. So I don't think it's something that we're ready to quickly bring out to every patient. But I do think it's a drug that offers some potential value in the future as we define better these issues about the ideal dose and the ideal patient population, et cetera. And there are also studies looking at combination strategies with hypomethylating agents and other drugs. So more to come with this drug. I think it'll have some value in MDS. Today, we should remember it's not yet to be considered a standard of care. I thank you for your attention. Thank you.